Welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters. Day 124. No, that was yesterday, Mike. 1, 2, 3.
I can't remember. A lot's happened since yesterday.
That's very true. Government had a press conference, might as well not have bothered. Did I say that out loud? So where are we at?
With
you can
what?
Work from home or you can work from work. But the scientists would like you to work from home, but the government would like you to work from work, and your employers are just confused, pretty yes. much, like you are.
I could work in the car.
We're like halfway between
the
two.
Yeah, that's halfway.
I don't think so. Not enough power, babe. How is everybody? Let me know. Let me know in the chat. Oh, got a page open that says Devonthink. There's a surprise.
Right. I've got one open that says Excel. There's a surprise. That's giving the game away, isn't it?
Yeah, but they've already had half a dozen mails, so I don't think it's a particular surprise, Mike. I wouldn't worry about it, put it like that. Hello, Jonathan!
Guess what
I did? It is indeed Friday.
Guess what I did this morning?
What did you do this morning?
Made a video.
Good grief.
Yes.
Make a note of the date. Was this for work?
Yes.
My word. Is this your stake, your claim to I'm more productive working from home?
I know that already.
I know that,
no,
but that's not the point.
I'm playing catch-up.
Yeah, you're probably behind by about 20.
Well, the whole team is.
Yes, I know, but you need to set the example.
Right.
There's a bonus at stake here at the end of the year.
Well, I did set an example. I made one.
Way well done. Jonathan's feeling positive. We'll see, Jonathan. We'll see. We've all had a very busy week. What a week. And to top it off, it is 7 o'clock. On a Friday night in the UK, and it's 21 degrees. Who asked for this? Jonathan, I'm blaming you. So can you get it sent back and some nice cool air brought in? I won't say it's warm, but the dog sat in front of the huge fan that we've got. And I said, well, we'll turn it on. And she's been lay there ever since. We've just had to turn it off or you won't hear a thing. And now we're getting the daggers. But she's still sitting there in high hopes. Oh, mid-afternoon it all happened. Yeah, that's the trouble. Where's it all gone? 4 months worth, Jonathan. 4 months worth. And only 3 shows off crossover day. You did mention this, Jonathan, probably about show 25 or something. And we all laughed and said, don't be ridiculous. And yet, here we are. I think we should be planning for the 200th the way it's going. Boris is hoping for some normality by Christmas. I notice he didn't say which one. Idiot. Don't get me going. Kim was in a dental webinar. They were singing the UK's praises in their response to COVID. Any of them live here, Kim?
I did see that, Johnny. My heart sank.
Which bit?
And I thought I'll just have to crack open a 5-kilo Toblerone.
Oh, the Cadbury cut multi-pack size. Oh, for crying out.
Yeah.
Yes, that'd be right. But, you know, we've said that every time we look at them. You know, in our day, a Mars bar was probably about 6 inches long. And now they look like a fun size one. The press conference. No, not really, Jonathan. They're changing the message from if you can work at home, do, to we're leaving it to your employer. Passing of the buck, much. That's what we thought, anyway. We both said that, didn't we, Mike?
We did.
Yes. But I can't see employers really pushing it at the moment. Because, can you imagine? What on earth's that? Why have I got an advert in my toy?
What toy?
I'm trying to get my clock toy up, and now I've got an advert in it.
Oh.
I clearly have to bring back the what's-its, don't I? What do you call it? Is it the ad-free thing? Yeah, restore. That's what I need to do. I'd forgotten there was ads in it. Just installing it on another iPad. I'm like, what's that advert?
Good evening, Stuart.
Good evening, Stuart. How are you doing?
Stuart's coming in the hope of we're going to talk about lady pipes again. Because he missed that.
Yeah, what happens in maroon stays in maroon.
Yes, like what's happened? What happens on WhatsApp on a Saturday night stays on WhatsApp.
Yes. Everybody who lives in the UK is telling you straight, Kim, rubbish. What the government are fabulous at, you'd have loved this one, Jonathan, was when Matt Hancock stood up and said, well, we told everybody it was lockdown from the 16th of March. Just a minute, mate. It was the 23rd. We know it was the 23rd. One, Boris had a press conference. In fact, it was one of those straight from Downing Street things, wasn't it? But Maroons started on the 16th and we were ahead of the curve by a week. So he was talking rubbish. But have you noticed how they rewrite history?
And I was in a Catinian council meeting and we were just about to make some decision and...
That's right.
You texted me and said, Boris has put us on lockdown.
I don't think that was a particular surprise. I think we could all see it coming. But I do remember that because I was taking it live and relaying it to all of the backbiters at the same time. It was a busy night, that. So it's all complete rubbish, but yeah. If you live here, I don't think you feel that they've been great. Plus the fact, isn't our death rate worse than anywhere else?
Probably.
Or does that not matter? Just saying. Oh, Debbie's coming back in 10 minutes. Excellent. See you soon. They live in California, which explains a few things. Exactly. Exactly. CQ Deb, CQ Deb. It's a weekend for Lady Pipes sounds interesting. Shall we put Stuart out of his misery? Shall I find the link to the Lady Pipe?
Yes, I was just going to do that.
Right, I do have the link to the Lady Pipe. Right, it will have been...
You have it in a special page in Notion.
I'm very, very organised.
Called Lady Pipes.
The show actually had a title of The Perennial Perils of the Purple Lady Pipe. That is a title, if ever I heard one. And, oh, actually, it's on the homepage there, but I have got the link in here. It's called The Tinkerbell. Just saying. Now, instructions are as follows, Stuart. What you need to do is go to this link, and it's an Amazon link. At the bottom of the preview images, there is a video. You need to watch the video. Then you need to go back and listen to the show, because I just spent the entire show going, oh my God! Literally, that was the show, wasn't it, Mike?
Yeah.
It is, what's the word? Unbelievable! That's the word. There you go. And it wasn't me who found that one. I think it was Debbie. I found another one that was purple. Obviously, you're wondering why it's the purple lady pipe when that's not purple. You can actually tell, really, from the URL, can't you, that you don't really want to see anymore. But, seeing as though you're interested, I expect you to go and watch it. There are just no words. I mean, the pictures were bad enough, but the video? Yes, has to be seen to be believed. But it was a grand title for the show. Guess what the name of the show last night was, Mike? Because you missed bits, didn't you? It was your night.
Missing in Action.
No. It was a very clever title, all set to drive up the price, which I thought was very, very clever. No, he's lost it. It's that clever, he doesn't know what it is. You need to be cautious of wind conditions when losing the lady pipe. I'm not going to ask if this is personal experience. Absolutely, definitely not. Oh, yes, if you see a lady on a hike... with a carrying case, run a mile. Run a mile. There are no words. There are really no words. No, no, no. We talked about setup, going from activations to one.
Yeah.
Hence, all set, as in setup, drive up the price. I thought it was clever.
Yeah.
Mike's kind of half and half. Oh, you read it on the website. And the one that got me on the website was, can you do it in a kayak? Which... put images in my mind I didn't really want to consider. I just can't imagine anybody doing that. But this could just be me. This may explain why I don't go out hiking, don't you think? Mm. I mean, that walk we went on, I mean, Stuart was just amazing. Do you remember that thing at the end?
Up the hill.
Up the hill.
Yeah.
Oh, my word. We made the mistake, didn't we? Marbury Park, wasn't it?
It was.
Of going on this hike through Marbury Park. And it wasn't that bad. I mean, it was a bit uphill, down dale. Biggest thing for me was there was nothing to see. I wanted to see stuff, take pictures and stuff. But when we came to this bit at the end, it was like the north face of the Eiger. And I just looked and thought, you are kidding me. And it was the only way back. How Stuart and, was it Phil?
Yeah.
Got Ellen up that incline, I don't know. You must have had a crane in your back pocket, Stuart. There was just no other answer. Because the thing was, I got up there easier than you. But your legs went, do you remember?
Mm.
And I'd been biking the 2000K. I was just out of breath when I got to the top. I thought, I feel so dizzy, I could collapse. But the legs weren't bad. But you were like, oh, my legs have gone. Ellen had totally the best idea there. Oh, never again. Let's just say never again. Did enjoy the ice cream we had, though. We have an ice cream at that the halfway point.
Yeah,
there was like
we did.
A shop.
Yeah.
And then somebody else wanted an ice cream, and then it was like I shouldn't have an ice cream, but just eat an ice cream. Four and a half miles, I think it was. Felt like 50. Just saying. Oh, poor Paul. A web meeting. This just isn't acceptable. Now I'm a VIP. How do I go? Ah, right. Civilization. Right, you'll be glad to know I've got everything working again.
World Emoji Day.
Yes, it's World Emoji Day. I think we should all pick one emoji that's our favourite. All right, I'm going to go back through the emojis. I must not pick a lady pipe. I must not pick a lady pipe. What's my favourite emoji? There's ones that I use a lot, but I wouldn't necessarily say they were my favourite. Something that I really, really like.
Oh, I use the dog one.
I use the paws one
quite a bit. And I use the cat one.
So I probably use that one quite a bit.
And I use the pile of poo, obviously.
Obviously, goes without saying. I reckon my most used is the laughter one. Because most of the time we're laughing at something ludicrous. And another good thing to look at is you're frequently used. I've got a kangaroo and an Australian flag in mine. Is it Australia Day?
Why under my frequently used have I got a load of unicorns?
I have no idea, because you've not sent me a unicorn. That is a good one, Jonathan. I actually have another one for a Samoyed that's not an emoji. This is just something that Mike and I send each other. Because a Samoyed's ears are usually up. So we send that as meaning a Samoyed. Which is kind of cute. So we do like that one. Sometimes it auto-corrects, which doesn't end well. But sometimes it doesn't and it leaves us to it. Which is better.
Oh, is that for instant forgiveness, that one? I thought it was facepalm.
I thought it was... You know, hear nothing, say nothing,
yeah.
All of that. I thought it was that one. Yes, that's the Samoyed one. She's still lying here, aren't you? Exhausted. She's ripped every panel off her football, so she's been a busy girl this week.
Actually, I think there's two or three left.
I believe he did, Kim. Is that right?
What?
Songs for tomorrow.
Yes, I did. Thanks, Kim.
I'll
stick them in the system.
I have had an absolute ball with that theme. We kicked around a few
ideas.
Got
Stuart's and Ellen's as well.
Yeah, I got Stuart's. We kicked around a few ideas. And I thought, because Kath had said weather, which we'll probably do in an upcoming week. But I thought food and drink could be fun. And then I had a think about it. And I thought of a couple that to us were obvious and funny. So there's one called, there's a guy works down the chip shop, swears he's Elvis. There's another one that was at Stuart's Christmas party. You know the ukulele band? I know that wasn't your idea, Stuart. But they played Chippy Tea, which was a good one.
Yeah.
And I thought of a couple of others. But once we started kind of thinking of food and then looking it up, oh, I found loads that were hysterical. So we thought we'll go with that one first. We'll think about weather down the line. So, yes, we have a theme. We have food and drink as a theme. And I think we said, didn't we, on the message to WhatsApp, something about bring your red wine to your chippy tea. So we're definitely going to do chippy tea. I did find some others, though, that were absolute classics. And, of course, we have got to have that perennial England favourite, meat pie sausage roll. If you've never heard it, you're in for a treat. I didn't realise there was an Oldham version of that.
Yeah.
Come on, Oldham, give us a goal.
Yeah.
But I thought the England one was better, so we'll go with the England one. But yeah, we've got to do meat pie sausage roll, one of my favourites, that. And if we're doing meat pie sausage roll, do you think we should do vindaloo?
Oh, yeah.
We could do with three England ones to do with food. So if you've got any ideas for a third one, anything by Meatloaf. Now, Mike actually says, oh, Meatloaf. And I said, Paradise by the Dashboard Light. And he went, really? I said, yeah, 9 minutes, toilet break. Because we don't have purple lady pipes in the studio. So 9 minutes is a good one. I need another one that's food and drink to do with football. There's got to be one. Put Vindaloo down, Mike.
Right.
By Fat Les. God, we know how to live in the UK with music. The Lady Pie video is hilarious. Now you can understand my reaction to it. It just got worse. As they were showing you how it worked, I thought, they're not actually going to... Oh, my God! And then that was why I was like that all the way through it. Right, well, the next time you're president, Stuart, which is the way it's going, next year, yeah, we could do that. Unboxing the lady pipe. Not happening. So not happening. Who in the right minds puts a video together like that? I mean, does that entice women to buy it? As I was just like, over my dead body. No way. Never, ever, ever. Mind you, having said that, some of the toilet facilities at these Catinian do's aren't good. You won't have had the pleasure of the ladies, will you, at the Scout Hut?
No.
No, it's kind of open. Mind you, the one at the church is as bad. It's got a broken window, hasn't it? So kind of al fresco. You never know.
Lady pipes at dawn.
Lady pipes at dawn. The thing is, you know, most of them are of an age where they wouldn't have a spare hand for the pipe. No, let's not go there. No, that's definitely not ever, ever happening. I must admit, Stuart, I did think, you know, the selfie was a bit much. A little bit too far, I thought. Because I actually thought, as she took it, what's she doing with it? And then she took a selfie and I'm thinking, again, nobody with a brain would be buying this thing. Unless, of course, you're kayaking. But if you really want some fun, Stuart, take Jonathan's advice. Jonathan, being the sage millennial he is, decided to research properly. And he started looking at the questions. Now, be warned. Some of these are not good. They're a little bit, shall we say, on the graphic side. But do enjoy yourself. Jonathan did. There was a lot mentioning kayaks. I don't know if this is a double entendre for something or whether there's something about kayaks. I don't know. But lots and lots of questions to do with kayaking. I mean, would it not just be easier to get out of a kayak like a normal human being and find a toilet? Apparently not. Apparently not. It's the lady pipes, Debbie. Stuart's with us and he missed the lady pipe show. So we're just getting him up to speed. We've sent him off to read the Q&A. But Jonathan's warning him carefully. Yeah, you do have to be careful with that. Some of the questions are a bit graphic, shall we say. But do enjoy them. Give Ellen a laugh. How did we stumble on that? Oh, yes, I know what it was. It was those funny toilety things, wasn't it, outside Old Trafford?
Yeah, but how did we get onto that?
No idea, but they looked like a TARDIS with no lid. And we were saying, well, I was saying how disgusting it was. We fancy waking up and that's outside your door.
Was it Kim on the plane?
No. I think that came after we were talking about the pipes.
Mm.
Yeah, because we were talking about different words for toilet. As you do in a tech show.
I was in bathroom.
Yes, as in bathroom and John.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And we learnt lots of words. You can't leave us for 10 minutes. Absolutely right, you can't. We get into such mischief. And on top of that, it's Two Show Friday. And even more absolutely astoundingly amazing, I'm actually nearly ready.
And you know what I'm like. Not quite.
Well, overnight, I did the week at Mapbites headquarters, which... believe it or not, actually can take some time if you've not done it on the day. But I did find a couple of classics that had happened in the week. So I'm having a swift look through. Can't remember what happened yesterday.
Anyway, Debbie, how did your Zoom birthday party go?
Oh, yes, we need to know all about that.
Wasn't it yesterday?
Yes, we have two show Friday. There we go. Yes, all of that's done. So I've literally only got a handful of slides to finish off, which is probably just as well, as I have 173 slides. Never feels that many, though, does it? Tell me it doesn't feel that many.
No.
Good. Well done, dear. So I've only got one bit to do. And I found a perfect image for another bit. Which is gone. I've lost. No, I haven't. There it is. I have actually got the slides for the other four parts. Oh, I ended up adding a part. You know, we had five parts.
Mm.
Yeah, we've now still got five parts with another one. But I called it part zero. So that got round it being six parts. The first one's zero.
Excellent, Debbie.
Ooh, what's
that
going
card
on?
Was great.
Oh, I'm sure the she did. It was
Zoom
fabulous.
Party went wonderfully.
Oh, that's good. That's great. Lockdown birthdays are great. Kim sorted it out right at the beginning. Lockdown birthdays last for a week, and that's gone down really well. Stuart, I'm sure Ellen will be thrilled to know lockdown birthdays are a week. I know it's the end of November, but Boris said we might be back to normal by Christmas. He didn't say this one, but that would encompass a whole week of birthday for Ellen. You absolutely could. They're similar in concept to Jackie Lawson. Has anybody seen Jackie Lawson cards? My dad had those years ago when they were flash-based. They're now HTML5 and video. But I got a couple of those on my birthday with dogs in. What was the dog called years ago? They actually had a dog and they named the dog in the cards after their dog and I can't remember.
Rover.
No, it wasn't Rover. Don't let's go down that route with Rover. Oh, God, you remember that Catanian guy?
That's
at Manchester One? We'd gone to this event. It was...
He was the guy who I told you was sharing a house with another guy on Monday night.
Yeah.
I
think his name's Brendan.
Brendan Clark, I think.
No, I don't think that was his name. Anyway, he was sat next to me and we're having a rare old talk. And obviously, I don't know what it is with Catanian dudes, but I guarantee the first question is, and how many children have you got? And the answer to that is, with two legs or four? Which usually throws them, but he was fine. So I said, now at this time we didn't have Lola. So I said I didn't have any children, but we had had a wonderful dog who died a couple of years before, you know, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, his wife then got talking in the conversation. And I think they'd had a dog a while back, but they had skin kids, which was of no interest to me whatsoever. I always find that very strange, but you know, whatever. Why am I interested in what your kids do? Anyway, much later, he must have got confused. And with the wife there, he said, so how old Rover now? And she went, the dog died. This is a Catanian event conversation. Luckily, the entertainer got up at that point and he was fantastic, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, he was very, very good. Glad we went to that one. Haven't they just released the date for next year as well?
Yeah, 27th.
Is it on the calendar?
Yeah. If we're out of lockdown.
Oh, that's very well organised, Stuart. I'm impressed with that. Yeah, surprised you last year, though. You've got to top that this year. Does anybody use the Clips app? I added myself as a unicorn at the end of the card. I've seen it once, I think I had a play around with it, but never actually created anything purposeful with it. I actually was working on something the other day and I actually wrote something out. I think it was in relation to Notion. Because I'm always watching videos. And to be honest, 95% of them, I'm like, no, 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 don't build it like that. But this particular... And I was pretty much at the same point with this one. Where's the notes that I took? Look at this paper. Paper, paper, paper. But I actually wrote down that you need to revisit it. That you need to revisit what you've built. And I must admit, sometimes you put off an app at the beginning, particularly Apple, because they'll release something that's completely half-cocked. Puts you off. You never go back to look at it again. But actually, it could do you some good if you did. So I went back and revisited all the stuff that I'd built in Notion. It's mid-July. Shall I give a spoiler alert for December? I reckon if I work back from the 1st of January, we'll probably start building your 2021 in Notion in about September. Because it'll be about 12 parts. But hey, why not? There are things I would do slightly differently. But we have the benefit, if you followed what I did last year, I have no desire to rebuild the whole thing either. So it'll be tweaking it into 2021. That's a good title. Notion, yeah. Tweaking it into 2021. There you go. And I'm not quite sure where it will start in terms of the year, but I'll split it up into weeks and work backwards. There you go. Oh, well, you were going to Australia. I just assumed that was going ahead because it seemed such a way off when we went into lockdown, but I guess it's rapidly approaching. Is it off or definitely?
They've gone into lockdown again.
They have.
In parts of us.
Sydney and birthday in Perth. That's quite broad, isn't it? It's Melbourne that's got the biggest problem, isn't it?
Yeah, Victoria.
It's looking a bit dicey then, isn't it? Oh, it's gone back an entire year. Oh, wow. Well, I would say it's something to look forward to, but, you know, you're going to have in your head, aren't you, that you should have been there.
Mm.
And were you going for the conference? Is the conference in the same place the next year? That was quite surprising this morning. Princess Beatrice got married. She was supposed to be getting married the end of May. Obviously, it got put off. And they just announced this morning she'd been and gone and done it. So they got married this morning in secret. Queen's had a busy day. She also knighted Sir Tom today. Do you remember the guy walking lengths of his garden? The birthday honours list was cancelled, but about 2 weeks later, she announced that she was knighting him. And today was the great day. So it was at Windsor in the garden bit. He was there and three members of his family were there. What was nice was she did actually go up to him and talk to him, didn't she?
Yeah.
So probably only for about 5 minutes. And then the family came over, but not like through a glass cupboard or something, you know, with shielding on. Not even a mask. It was lovely to see. They didn't wear masks, no. It was outdoors, as I've said, but they were quite close. And Mike said they're within a metre of each other. And I said they're probably both stone deaf. So they'd have to be. But it was really, really nice. It's a lovely service. Nice to see the Queen out and about. She certainly looked fitter than quite a lot of people. Two at the moment. She's looking well on lockdown. Let's just say she
looks cool.
What does?
The Indian Pacific train that Stuart's just posted. I just Googled it.
Oh, it's such a shame that you're going to miss it.
Yeah.
I thought you'd be okay. I must admit, I thought by September, when you see what's going on with people and where they're going, I just kind of assumed. But
how many carriages has that train got?
Now you mention it. Yeah, it probably is too soon. That looks gorgeous, doesn't it? Oh, my mum would have adored that. She's a big train fiend. She always wanted to go to America and go on one of their trains because they seemed so much bigger than ours. That does look fantastic. Oh, well. She does have a very big house. She does. And that's just one of them. Windsor's probably about 60 miles outside London. The reason they've probably got them there is it's easier to secure it. And if they knew she was going to be doing tricks like that, then again, it's easier to do that as well. I assumed they would have all had tests before they rocked up to see the Queen. I mean, they probably have been in isolation and she has been in isolation. It should technically be fine. There was no shaking of hands or anything. But she did manage to actually whip the sword without taking his head off. So not all bad. Although there was a bit of a rocky bit, you know, when she did the second shoulder and she kind of wavered. And I did wonder. But no, he did great. He was just stood there for so long in the middle of this like big square garden of grass on his own with his walker in front of him. And he was actually exercising his legs as he was stood there. There was a chair for her. I don't know if that was necessary for the process of knighting someone.
Well, she just dumped a handbag on it, didn't she?
She did. She didn't particularly sit in it, but it made it like a little bit more regal, didn't it? Because normally it would be inside Buckingham Palace. But they obviously wanted to get it done before anything happened to either of them. But it was nice to see. It was very nice to see. You've seen Balmoral. Now, I've never seen Balmoral, never been up that far. I've done Glasgow, done Edinburgh, done Loch Lomond. Almost got to Aberdeen, didn't we? Almost, but almost. Not quite. We could. If that had gone on, we'd have been all right. But for the fact, some idiot had got the conference hotel. Was the two? Was the primary hotel and then another one? Because there usually is. But anyway, primary hotel or not, the actual dinners and stuff were taking place in a conference centre, not the hotel. Well, obviously, it would need to be in the hotel if we were taking the dog. I can hardly book the dog in the hotel and then swan off to another hotel, can I? Ludicrous. But it was some kind of conference centre-y thing. Mm. So we were in two minds to start with. But Lola comes first. And then it was cancelled anyway. And next year is Eastbourne. Yeah. Eastbourne. You going, Stuart? Stuart will be going. I can't get excited about Eastbourne. I've never been. But it just seems so far off the beaten track and not exactly a heaving metropolis of excitement. Or is that just my perception? Is there something about Eastbourne that I don't know?
I went to Norwich and that's near Eastbourne.
Norwich?
Yeah.
Am I thinking Bournemouth?
Yeah.
Probably. I am, aren't I? No, Eastbourne's over there, isn't it? No.
Bournemouth. No. Bournemouth is the south coast where all the old people live, where everyone went for coronavirus. Everyone went to Bournemouth a couple of weeks ago, didn't they? To the beach and brought coronavirus to Bournemouth. The Benidorm of England.
No, it's exactly where I'm thinking it is. Bournemouth's near Poole on the other side of the Isle of Wight, but Eastbourne is on the south coast. It's nowhere near Norwich, mate. Oh. You'll think Norwich is over there. God, good God, man, Norwich is up here.
What? Stuart, where's next year's? Or is it Great Yarmouth?
Oh, for God's sake.
I thought it was Norwich.
This is why Mike doesn't navigate. Norwich, looking at that map, is probably about 200 miles north to the east. I knew Eastbourne wasn't up there, because what I do know about Eastbourne is Dr. Bodkin Adams, one of the UK's worst serial killers, and Eastbourne was his hunting ground. And it is on the coast, Mike, between Brighton and Hastings. I can't get excited about that. You'd have to go down the M6 and then the M1, and then contemplate either going across London, which, let's face it, not happening, charge, etc., or round the M25. The last time I've been to Tunbridge Wells, Royal Tunbridge Wells, which is not far from Eastbourne, and on the way there, I went through London. So I went clean down the M1, right across London, out through Croydon, no problem at all, through Sevenoaks, and I was there. On the way back, I thought, it's Friday afternoon, I'll skip London. And I went on the M25. Oh, my word. I was just driving and driving and driving. So much so, I thought I'd missed the junction and I'd done three circuits of it. But I hadn't. They were talking about Norwich, but worried people would get lost on the way. Well, that will possibly happen on the way to Eastbourne, Stuart. Just saying, because Mike thinks it's Norwich.
I don't know where it is.
That's why you drive and I navigate. And the dog keeps an eye on the pair of us just in case. I don't think Norwich is a good idea. It's bleak. It's so far off a motorway.
Bye-bye, Lola.
Bye-bye, Lola. You off?
Bye-bye.
Nearest motorway is probably the M11 to Cambridge out of London. But if you're going the other way, you're going to have to leave the M1 and then civilization stops, basically. I think once we got to Peterborough, it was hideous. It was, well, words fail me. We went to Walsingham, which is north of Norwich, and then Dad wanted to go to a radio shop. Wasn't that Fakenham?
Yeah.
And it didn't even qualify as a dirt track. It was a wonder it was on the map. It was that bad. And then, of course, you've got to get back onto the motor. It's a hideous place to get to. Absolutely hideous. Can't they have it somewhere civilised? Like, oh, Manchester, like it was supposed to be. That would have been great. Or even somewhere around here. I mean, well, Leeds wouldn't be bad. Chester wouldn't be bad. Why does it have to be stupid places? I mean, they would have gone from Aberdeen, which was that about 380 miles, something like that? Get to Edinburgh and carry on. If you reach Iceland, you've gone too far. Literally, it's on the edge of the country, right down to Eastbourne on the other coast. I don't understand it. Just stick to around the middle. Nottingham, Leicester, Birmingham, where everybody can get to and it's civilised and there's lots of hotels. Good morning, Paul. How are you doing? Or even Wales. Mind you, it's May, isn't it? Cardiff's nice. And Stuart knows Cardiff really well. You done Cardiff?
No.
I went to Cardiff probably around...
Oh, I've trained in Cardiff.
About 2000. My problem with Cardiff was it's not that far. You could do it in a day, but if you're training, I'd go the day before. But it was like January or February, and it was really, the weather was really bad. So I'm going down this road. It wasn't a motorway, but it was a main road. And I'm thinking, what funny looking bushes. So either side of the motorway or the dual carriageway, there were these like, what looked like bushes. I'm thinking, they look funny looking bushes. Never seen anything like it. And then I realised they were trees. But the flooding was at the level of about 15 foot, so you could only see the top of it. And I only realised that when the floodwater started washing over the road. And I've said to Mum, you know, we were going like downhill at this point, and I could see the floodwater. And I said, I have no idea how deep this is, so shall we go for it or not? And we did. And somehow we made it out the other side. But it was a bit dicey. If I was going to Cardiff, do you go on the train, don't you, Stuart? I think you're civilised. And go on the train. I may be tempted not to drive if it was in the winter. What road must we have gone on? No, it's all rural again. We probably went down the M5 and then turned off. But it wasn't good once you left the motorway. And I fear Norwich would be the same. And I just don't fancy Eastbourne. It's actually nearer to France than it is here. So let's leave it alone. If it went to Cardiff, Ellen stays at home. Oh, only time she went was the monsoon. The sun shines on the righteous, Stuart. It must just have been you. I'm with Ellen. It was horrific. The weather was bad. Thing was, once you got to Cardiff, it wasn't actually that bad. But the roads leading into it, it may as well have been like a little island on its own. It reminded me a bit of the causeway into Holyhead. Where you are basically, you know, driving across water. Only go there at certain times of the day. That was really bad. Luckily, on the way back, it wasn't that bad. But we only realised how deep it was. Because obviously, with a tree, you can't tell how deep that would be. But as we were going down on this road, there was a sign. And it said, you know, some Welsh name, Rugby Club. So I said, oh, there's a rugby club over there. And we looked and Mum went, am I seeing what I think I'm seeing? And I looked and I went, if you are, so am I. And we were just incredulous. It was a rugby pitch, all right. And they had the goal thingies there, the huge tall ones. You could see about 3 foot of the top of them. And the rest was underwater. So when it said it had flooded, oh, did it mean flooded? Absolutely horrific. So I must admit, did put me off a bit. Every time Stuart says I'm going to Cardiff, immediately I'm taken back to these rugby posts thinking, that's what you call flooded. So yeah, won't be heading there again. But you know who does go there every week? Travels to there and back every week without fail. Denise from church.
Oh,
she goes to look after her grandchildren. So she spends half the week here and half the week in Cardiff. I think she goes on the train. Yeah, all the sensible people are going on the train, aren't they?
Yeah.
Where my first thought is get in the car and drive. Big mistake. Big mistake. So what else has everybody been up to end of the week? Were you wrapping up work today? My kind of week starts on a Thursday, have you noticed? We did pass on the way out this morning, though. I finished at about 5 to 5 and you got up at 5 to 5.
Yeah.
You finished with Australia now.
Yeah, I wasn't working with Australia today.
Oh, were you just up early?
I was just up early.
No accounting for taste.
I had my room to prep, not marooned, after hours to prep for.
And what happened halfway through the day, Mike? It broke. little plaintive cry went up, didn't it?
Yes.
My demo's broken.
Yeah.
To which he then followed up with, how's yours going?
Well,
I said,
I think it's kind all of fixed done. Now.
Do you mean it's kind of fixed?
It's kind of fixed.
Is it properly fixed or kind of fixed?
I need to tinker with it.
You can tinker from 8 o'clock. I've got a handful of slides to put together. Because tonight is the big night. It's Devonthink. I discovered, I should have known this, but I only discovered it today. Mike doesn't even have Devonthink installed. There are now sharp intakes of breath worldwide, Mike.
I had it installed about 10 years ago.
And what did you have in it? Because whatever you had in it, you won't have access to if you haven't got it installed now.
I've no idea. A few scans, probably.
Do you know, these could be like he's winning lottery numbers for all we know, because he hasn't got a clue.
Just, it was just, I'll try it out. Yeah, right. Tried it now.
This is Mike's problem all over. You can't half try something, Mike. You've got to really seriously try it. Kim's happy. She wants to know about Devonthink. I hope you've got all your questions ready, Kim. Neil said he wanted to know about Capture. And that was actually quite interesting as I started going through it. Which brings me back to this key to productivity thing, where you need to revisit all of your processes regularly. Because you kind of fall into a way of working and forget the other ways of working, which is why I watch videos, even though I know like 99% of what they're talking about, because I'll think, oh yeah, you can do it that way, never do that. So one of the ways I never use ever to capture stuff into Devonthink is services. I'm probably grossly underusing services, but does anybody use services for stuff on their Mac? They might as well not be there. For me, I just don't use them. Do you?
No.
They beefed them up a couple of versions ago, but still, you need to go to your Apple menu, and I'm lying, it's not there. Hang on, where's the services? Oh, it's whatever app you're in. So Vivaldi, Browser, Safari, Word, whatever. And there is a services menu. And off that, it will show you a group of services. So I'm in Vivaldi and it's showing me two options. I can do a HudaSpot search or I can create a floating screenshot from, not Snappy App, what was the other one? What was the other one, Mike? Not Snappy App.
ScreenFloat.
ScreenFloat, that's the one. And that's the only thing that's on it. So because they change on a per app basis, I just never bother with them. I like a predictable interface where things are in one place and I do it that way.
Oh, question.
Oh, Mike's got a question. Go on.
Is Spotify still broken?
No. Facebook fixed that on their end.
Right, so I can update the app.
Yes. Yes, that was a Facebook snapper.
Because that was my only app that was outstanding.
Good God, is it the end of the month? It must be something special. Mike's updating his apps.
No, I noticed the other day it says 78 apps needed updating.
I'm wondering why, for instance, in Vivaldi, there's no centred Devonthink. But there is a services preference, so you can whip into there and add to Devonthink Pro Office, add to all. They're all there and they're all enabled. But it's too quirky for me. It's not predictable enough. But when I calculated how many ways I could think of capturing stuff to Devonthink, I think it was 11. And I looked at them and I thought, I never use that, never use that, never use that. And this is the point when I'm taking you through what options there are. You have to go right back to the beginning and think, right, forget everything you think you know. Because I print to Devonthink, I scan to Devonthink, I use the clippers. I don't even drag and drop. I've usually got Devonthink in front of me. And I'll find a way to get it there, but I very seldom drag and drop. But there's so many other ways and I don't use them. But Neil wanted to know all the ways to capture. So because that's what we're doing tonight, I had to go through all of the ways to capture.
Oh, you've just reminded me, Kim. Alfred needs updating, doesn't it?
How can you not update Alfred? Because there's a nag at the bottom.
I know there is, and that's what's reminded me. It's been nagging me for 3 days.
So Anthony likes the fact you now just save to Devon Think and print, which is much easier. Don't remember that on the old one. You could print on the old one and you could save to Devon Think on the old one by doing one of two things. You either saved whatever the file was to the global inbox on your system, or you created a hot folder, one or the other. So there's lots and lots of different ways to capture. What I would say is, I mean, it's going to sound a bit like a shopping list of ways to capture, but I think the key to it is to use the method that fits the workflow that you've got. So you may have one workflow for invoices or receipts and a completely different workflow for incoming paper. One, you may scan in, but you wouldn't scan something in if it was already digital. So you'd need a different workflow for the digital stuff. So I will take you through all of the different ways, and then you need to go away and think about creating workflows that work for the data that you have. Problem with Devon Think is it's far too easy to just grab a load of stuff and dump it and then never go back and sort it out. Isn't it, Mike?
Yeah.
And then not have Devon Think installed, so have no way to get back into the data.
No, I'm updating my iPad at the moment.
He's trying to deflect me by updating something.
No, why don't we guess? Like we had to guess with Johnny that time.
Oh, yeah, go on.
Why don't you guess how many apps I've got need updating?
You see, I tend to go high because I've got more apps installed than you.
What's the badge number?
I reckon, given how many apps you've got, probably around 58-ish. Does anybody else think? Here we go. Numbers coming in. 95, 43. Who's the closest? Come on. Get your numbers in. Get your numbers in. See, it is a function of how many apps you've got installed, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I see Kim's working on the principle you don't actually have that many apps, but a fair proportion of them have got updates. So I'm quite close to Stuart there. Mine's 58. Any more for any more? Come on. Get them in. Is this the big iPad? Oh, this is the one he actually uses because he has another one.
Yeah, I haven't turned the other one on for months.
Now that one will probably have even more to update.
Yeah, might as well wipe it and start again.
Didn't you use that for a demo at work?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to have it configured as for a work one.
Devs are 72. We've got a whole range of options here. We've got 43, 35, 63, 72, 95 and 58.
Well, Stuart would have been the closest because the original number that came up was 61. So Stuart was two away,
yeah,
and you were three away.
But
then it popped up and it said GoodNotes 4 is no longer available, which takes it down to 60.
Whoa!
Which means that you win it by a point. It's like when City won the league that year, isn't it?
Two faults and a submission, you mean?
Yeah.
That's actually really bad.
Anyway,
isn't
right
it?
Now, at this split second, it says 43, so Anthony's won.
No, he hasn't! It's the starting number! Let's just split it between a lot of us. I reckon Paul would have been right, but for the fact you haven't got that many apps installed.
Stuart wants VAR to look at it.
That is really bad if you think about it, though. There's an update to GoodNotes, but because he hasn't got GoodNotes 5, it won't update to GoodNotes 4. This is when I get really aggravated with things like that. So annoying. So, so annoying. I updated mine before, and I don't know why. Having updated everything that needed updating, it then tells me there's 13 updates. It's clearly lying. I was actually wondering why I had this iPad on the desk, and then I remembered I need my running order in it. And you know how finickety YouTube's been?
Mm.
Being ludicrously silly. Oh, God, that reminds me, Mike. Could you wouldn't just go live tonight? Remember when we had the calamity with the radio station and we couldn't take over Brooklands on Sunday because you were doing the news and there was maintenance? We hijacked Brooklands last week, but we couldn't do that this week. I created a live thing in YouTube, didn't I? And we didn't use it.
Mm.
And it's still there. So if I don't delete it, tonight we'll be going live to the wrong URL.
I think Stuart missed that one. We had a problem on the radio station on MacBytes, so we just switched broadcasting to the to the Brooklyn setup. So God help anyone who was listening to Brooklyn's at the time.
Right in the middle of the choral baby Jesus music. Hello and welcome to Magpie. That won't come up. Right, there it is. It's that one. I need to delete it, don't I? Yeah, just delete it. Right, that one's going away. Marooned at Magpie's headquarters. The 12th it was, which was Sunday, wasn't it? That's why we couldn't do it on Sunday.
Yeah.
Because on Sunday, Mike was doing the news live. So I just had to cross my fingers and hope. They were doing maintenance, wasn't it, 6 o'clock?
It was 6 o'clock, yeah.
But by 2 minutes past, it was actually still working, and then it went off. But, you know, when they say 15 minutes for maintenance, they usually mean 5 hours. But actually, they were as good as their word. And 15 minutes later, it was actually back. So the other one must have been, it wasn't Saturday. Must have been Thursday or Friday last week. Oh, I know. It would have been... where are we in here? Shows.
I see the Catenian WhatsApp group's going mad.
Why? What's going on now?
Leeds have got promoted.
Crying out loud.
And Graham's got a bit giddy.
Yes, it was the day before. It was the 10th. And the title of the show was Off to Brooklyn's 196 for a Bash, which was the day before the perennial perils of the Purple Lady Pipe. That was our penance. Hijacking Brooklyn.
Stick it with your pipe and smoke it.
Oh, Paul, I know. Windows does my head in. I've got a VM and I only go in it to check. I use Microsoft Publisher to check the church newsletter. We've discussed some of the absolute classics that might get through on there. This week was something about not... I think the word not was in there somewhere, but... It should have been God, only she typed good, which totally changed the meaning of it.
Could have been worse. It could have typed dog.
She's typed worse than that over the years, trust me. There was the, what was it? The glutton free. Not gluten free, yeah. The glutton free. The glutton free hosts. Oh, she'll be having those now. So I was trying to sort that out. So when I'd finished, I always run some updates and then I reboot to make sure the VM will work next week. Ended up installing updates, rebooting, and then checking, and then it was more updates. It took 4 goes to actually... How do people work? At least on the Mac, I can say, no, I'm not doing that update. And I have done that many, many times. The last major crisis was that. Was a High Sierra update. So it would be a 0.6 update. And it wouldn't do it. It got itself into a terrible loop. It would boot me back into the system, but the update hadn't installed. But every time you tried to do something, it said, you need to install this update. Do you want to do it now? And you say yes, and then it would, you'd get it in this install loop. So bad was it. At 5 hours, I was trying to sort it out. Wasn't having it. Graham had exactly the same issue on his work machines. I think it was 3 or 4 of those. In the end, out of sheer desperation, I just updated to Mojave and it went away. Problem went away because it was a High Sierra update. But, you know, you shouldn't be like this. It should definitely not be like that. But, yeah, the Windows ones, it seems to install. And then now it's got that on, then there's an update to that. Office is pretty similar. You have to update. You go into Word and you click update. And what it's going to do is check available updates for all of the applications. But then it comes back and says the updater needs updating. So you have to update the Office updater before you can update the apps via the Office updater. It's too much, isn't it? So that gets me every time. Don't actually use Office that much to worry about it, to be honest. Apart from PowerPoint. I'm warming to PowerPoint. Do you know why I'm warming to PowerPoint?
No.
They've got this fantastic new way of delivering a presentation, which would make a very good demo, which I may put in the next couple of weeks, because I found another way of doing a very good demo. This was after we talked about last week with Keynote, which was designed by an engineer and barely works. So I found a couple of viable alternatives there. In fact, they're very, very good. So I'll probably put something together about that as well. But yes, heading towards the end of the week, although it's not. I don't get to relax till Sunday. Still got a show tomorrow night to put out. No idea what I'm doing with that yet. And then we've got By Request as well. Oh, and Maroon tomorrow. It's another two show day. There's my songs for tomorrow night, Mike. I should get you to put those in there, shouldn't I?
Yeah.
There we go. There's a piece of paper going out. Let's see if Mike can read my writing. Because we were literally just scribbling them down last night. All those have something to do with food and drink.
Yeah.
Including ones that don't look like they've got anything to do with food and drink, but actually have.
Well, some of my suggestions.
Yeah, I know. I wrote them down when you were saying. Yeah. And I thought we've definitely got to give Stuart Food Glorious Food, because that was in his musical selection. Do you know I'm getting very good at musicals now?
You are.
And I know, like, what I didn't know before I did any of these musicals was the different versions of the musicals. You know, some are better than others. I assume there was, like, one definitive version of all these things. Apparently not. Kath said last week she preferred a different version, and I thought, well, that's not the version that Stuart asked for, so you'll have to make do. Oh, and a classic was the Addams Family one that Stuart selected. And I thought, well, there was an Addams Family the musical. Who knew? This was news to me. Trying to find a cast recording of it, the original one, Living Nightmare, did actually find one. And actually found a video as well. And I'm looking at this video, and obviously they were all done up. So you're like looking at an actor and you're thinking, yeah, but that's Cousin It. So how am I supposed to see who the actor is? But the actor who was playing Gomez, I definitely knew. And I even knew from what series, but I couldn't remember his name. And the one playing Morticia, I'm like, and I know her as well. Again, I couldn't have told you the name, but I thought she was in Madam Secretary. She played one of the assistants. So I then haired off looking at her, and I then haired off looking at the bloke who turned out to be somebody, Nathan somebody or other. And there I am having a rare old time. Look at this is how it takes me all day, Mike. And it was really good. Yeah, I love that. No, but up till that point, I had no idea at all. So I know lots and lots of those. Gilbert and Sullivan love those operettas. We actually did one of those at school in first year, the Mikado. Remember, we went into music and I thought, I don't know, you know, what they're going to do with a musical with first year students. You know, you're 11 years of age. But we had this huge thick book and they taught us a few of the songs. And over the course of like 6 months, we were basically putting the Mikado on every time we had a music lesson. My mum's favourite was operettas with a singer called John Hanson, who was big in the 60s and 70s. And she would drag me off. Kids weren't allowed in. I think you had to be 12 at least. And she wouldn't go if I didn't go. We didn't have babysitters and stuff. She wasn't going if I wasn't going. So what she did was she sweet-talked the theatre into letting her have a box. And she said, like, she's a really good child. She won't be making a noise. And she just used to take along a massive bag of sweets. You can have whatever you want. Just be quiet. And I would sit there watching these things. And I love the music to this day. One of my favourite albums was a singer that she liked. And he actually carried on, you know, making music until about 3 years ago when he died. Oh. And but there was only ever one English one that he did. He was a German singer. And that is still one of my favourites. That was what we played at a funeral, one of them. Mm. That and the long one. Tchaikovsky, Piano Concerto.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember Anthony, who's our deacon, saying, like, well, I don't know how long... I can't start the music until we're, like, actually coming in because I don't know how long the music is and we might not have enough music. It might stop halfway, was the gist of it. And I said, trust me on this, it won't. It's 23 minutes long. They've got a coffin, could probably walk up the aisle by itself in 23 minutes. And he went, genius. And he started playing it early doors. But it was a beautiful song. He put words to it. So, yeah, I love that as well. Ooh, it's coming up to 8 o'clock. Which means we're going to head off and get ready for After Hours. Just in case you've been living under a rock and have no clue what we're doing tonight, let me enlighten you. We have, now this is actually the final running order. She said, having just realised that there's something that I'm doing that isn't even in the running order at all. Nothing like organisation, but don't panic, it's in Keynote, so it's happening. Ulysses 20 was out this week, so I'll take you through the differences. before you start screaming about subscriptions, it's available on Setup. Then we've got Making Magic with Margin Note. I am loving Margin Note. If you've never heard of Margin Note, I will explain. So explain why I'm looking at it, because it's not something that I've looked at before. Then we've got Going Paperless, The Process and the Practicalities, which was exactly the term used by Paul for wanting to know about going paperless. And then Mike's doing the query editor in Excel, and I'm doing first part, drum roll, of DevonThink Pro 3. In fact, it's a bit of a double one tonight. I've put a part zero in. The part zero being, why would you use DevonThink over anything else? And it might be that you wouldn't. But the principles of what we're going to look at throughout the whole thing of DevonThink would apply no matter what you were using. So that's what's coming up tonight. And it will be happening exactly 1 hour from now. Always assuming that somebody hasn't broken his data. How's it going?
I just need to go through it again and make some
notes.
He
never says it's absolutely fine. He always says, I'm going to need to just go through it once more.
Absolutely fine yet. It will be shortly.
It'll be fine. It'll
be all right on the night.
But for the moment, it is good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we'll both see you very soon. Stay safe, guys.